So this has been a really horrible couple of days. I can't quite believe that it's actually happened. Not last night, but the night before, I was tucked up in my bed having quite a nice sleep at about 11 p.m. and there was a knock on the door, and it was some people from one of the lodges who said that there's a patient that needs to be seen, well, a tracker that needs to be seen in their lodge. He's really unwell, he's unresponsive, can you please come quickly? So I threw on some clothes, we got the medical bag and the oxygen bag and ran to the lodge, which was luckily only about 2 minutes walk away. And on arrival, I couldn't believe it, this poor man was being resuscitated, having sort of CPR administered by some other trekkers who were in the lodge. And yeah, I just couldn't believe what had happened. It's still quite raw. Me and the other doctor from our team, and then there was two doctors who just happened to be staying in the lodge, and they'd been the ones who had started the resuscitation efforts. We tried everything that we could, everything that we had with us, for about an hour, almost an hour, and nothing was happening. No response. Apparently, when he was on the way up, although he was feeling ill, he wanted to push on because he really wanted to see Everest. So I just really hope that he got to see Everest. A couple of the people who helped to try to resuscitate him went up, got Kiri the next day and hung some prayer flags for him. And they put them in a place where they had a good view of Everest. Really, really sad. So, as the person who was kind of leading the resuscitation attempt, it was kind of my responsibility to sort of make that decision about whether or not we stop. But luckily, having a couple of other medical people there who were, you know, who'd probably been in that sort of position before, that actually made it was useful. It didn't make it easier, but it was useful to have other people there who had been in that kind of situation before. As the doctor in the village, kind of in a professional, like official type role, I guess it sort of fell on my shoulders to be talking with the patient's girlfriend and the rest of the trekking group and sort of make sure that they were in agreement with everything that we were doing and the decisions that we made. And then afterwards, I sort of made sure that we had a bit of a debrief session for everyone to kind of talk about what had happened and why it might have happened and what we did to try to resuscitate him and try to get him back. Also spoke with the two other doctors who happened to be there as well, just to make sure that they were okay and kind of just talk things through because they were there right at the beginning. And also just speaking with his girlfriend afterwards to make sure that she understood what had happened and see if she had any more questions at all. So it was really crazy sort of situation to be part of. And then the next day as well, I sort of went back and spoke to them all again, just kind of as a second debrief to see if they had anything else that they wanted to ask. But it was useful to talk with them for all of us here.